This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos, in for Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Former Vice President Al Gore will share the Nobel Peace Prize. He won it along with the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. In the Nobel Committee's view, climate change is an issue of war and peace, since it may already be inspiring conflicts over shifting natural resources. Gore's movie, An Inconvenient Truth, put global warming on the national agenda in a way that he was never able to do as a public official. He said some time ago that his global warming efforts were not about politics, but about the future.
You know, the range of things we're talking about now are just going to seem so small compared to what people are going to be demanding then. I'm telling you, the awareness on this is just on a straight upwards trajectory. And it's not partisan. It is not partisan. This is not a political issue. It is a moral issue.
Gore is nevertheless a politician, so we've brought in NPR's senior Washington editor Ron Elving to gauge the political effects of this prize. Ron, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What's this mean for Al Gore?
Steve, I think when a politician tells you that something is not a political issue, it's a moral issue, it's also a political issue. And for Al Gore, it's going to mean that he is suddenly on the lips of every political activist in America, and the people who already wanted him to run for president are going to demand that he run for president.
This is a guy who won the popular vote in 2000, although in the end he did not win the election in the White House, and now he adds this accomplishment to it.
And let's not forget that he's also got an Oscar. He won the Academy Award for this movie as well, for the Inconvenient Truth film. So this is a trifecta an American parent can only imagine for his or her son or daughter, to win those three things. And yet, even given all of that, I don't think that Al Gore wants to run for president this time. I believe he wants to be president. I think he would like to run for president again. But under the current circumstances, with Hillary Clinton lapping the field and with her $80 million ahead of him and Barack Obama $80 million ahead of him, this would not be the time, despite all of these other facts.
Are you saying that given different circumstances, maybe a little weaker Democratic field, you might see Al Gore jumping in, but not under these circumstances?
I think he might well have run if Hillary Clinton were not running. But, of course, Hillary Clinton has been running rather continuously now for quite a long time, and there was no secret about her intentions in 08. So Al Gore made the calculation that he probably had one good swing at it, again, one more good run at it, and he did not want to spend that one more good run at it running against Hillary Clinton. That would divide the Clinton base, the Clinton organization, the Clinton money sources. It didn't make sense.
Ron, quick question about the Democrats in 2008, and what I want to ask about is star power, if you will. Now, it's not like the Republicans don't have well-known candidates, John McCain, just to give an example, Rudy Giuliani, but Democrats have been seen as having more star power, more star appeal with people like Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama. Does this give Democrats one more weapon in 2008 that Al Gore has this additional prestige and he'll be campaigning for Democrats, no doubt?
Yes, I think it might well. I think that he'll be out there as, in his own terms, a moral force. Yes, I think he's still a politician, but he will be out there as someone who has all these accolades, all this international standing, and he'll be out there saying, this is the time for us to pursue a new approach to climate change, to global warming, and that will be an issue that will play stronger for the Democratic candidate.
Ron, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Steve.
That's NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving helping us to gauge some of the political effects of today's news that former Vice President Al Gore is sharing the Nobel Peace Prize. He's sharing it with the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change.